Hello, St. John. Welcome again to another fun-filled, bedazzling episode of Rock O'Clock. I am one of your hosts, half of the tag team dynamic squad of Derek and Brian. I'm Derek, and Brian's to the immediate left.
Hello.
And he's writing stuff down, and collectively, we
experiments.
We're going to do some radio today. This is Rock O'Clock, as previously mentioned.
By satellite.
And we're going to... We're from space. Today we're in space.
Yeah, sometimes we take adventures and go to different locales. And before the holidays, we were reading about some of the Mars adventures. Some of the ventures to Mars people are looking at.
Yep.
And so on December 30th, Mars won. They narrowed it down to 1,000 applicants. But that our chances of being in there are astronomical, and get there was it? An application fee. That's just silly.
Astronomical? Never mind.
So we said that we would just jump high enough and go on our own.
Yeah.
And we stole a spaceship.
We did.
I can't say from where. I also read that there's another venture where they're going to just fly by Mars, but that's just, what a waste of time.
Is that actually going to happen?
Yeah. By 2021.
You can laugh at the people who are there forever.
They're too late. We're already on our way.
Hey,
so...
Okay.
Anyway, it's going to take us 3 years to get there. So apparently we'll be doing many, many, many episodes from here. And the music is going to be out of date soon, because we only have the CDs that we brought.
Yeah, well, maybe CD technology won't even exist by the time we get back.
No, we'll have Mars CDs.
We'll just make our own. We'll just bang Martian rocks together. We'll invent our own new music scene.
We really should have brought musical instruments, probably.
It's like...
And scientists and doctors.
It's true indie, because we just made it all up. People say, what's indie? What's indie? What's alternative? What's alternative? Well, this is truly indie and truly alternative, because...
Space sounds.
Well, we just have... There's no other... We don't have instruments, and there's nothing else.
But yeah, I'm starting to realize pretty quickly that we didn't really think this... trip through very far. There's many details missing. We also missed the holidays, and we didn't tell our families where we were going, so hopefully they're listening to our radio program this week. They might be wondering why we weren't there for Christmas dinner.
I forgot to go to the bathroom before I left.
Derek's been holding it in. He's gonna have to hold it in for 3 more years.
Yeah,
the last 2 days have been excruciating.
Yeah, you know. Never mind. There's a slew of like terrible jokes.
Don't worry, Dick. There's no holding back in space. It's just us. There's no one for you to be embarrassed about.
If you could only hear the joke that I was going to say.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it later.
I'm not going to say it because, well, it's in poor taste, and it's probably not. It's just the CRTC wouldn't say anything, but it's just terrible in multiple ways. But anyway, yeah.
So I'd say give us a call. But you might not be able to reach us since we're in space. But we'll try our best to answer. You can give us a call if you have any requests or anything to contribute today. 506-648-5925. We do have access to the internet. It's very fleeting access.
Yeah.
But you can reach us on there, too.
Yeah. The area code is now 100527776800100001.
That's 648-5925.
So what do we have in our last...
Well, thankfully I grabbed some local discs before we left. Some somewhat local discs. And we have the new EP from Rebecca Higgs.
Oh, the first track is so...
It's just the two... I did that on purpose. It was just the two of us, and... I don't know. We're really running out of topics. It's getting a little boring, so I decided to play a title that's describing how I'm feeling. It's called Loneliness, and it's from her new EP, Sha-La-La, which is not a thing that I'm feeling.
I'll see you on the treadmill. Everyone should call in if they want to hear anything, but Brian, I'll see you on the treadmill and at breakfast at 0800 tomorrow.
We really should have brought more than one pair of pants.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't always work out. You don't really plan for these things. You go into space. Do we need two pairs of pants? I don't know. Do I have to go to the bathroom before I leave? I don't know.
Are 3 apples enough?
Yeah.
No, they're not.
We're going to have a fight to the death for the last apple. I think that's the way every great space adventure begins.
I guess I might have been foolish, but I really thought that they'd gardened on the moon by now, so I figured that we could...
You could just swing on
stop
by.
On the way. Maybe they'd be at a gas station there.
Green Gables.
Yeah, I really thought that, I don't know. I guess I didn't know much about space. It feels like we're learning every day.
Next time.
There's nothing up here.
It's a learning experiment.
I thought there'd be more discarded trash that we could eat, but it's mostly just mechanical things.
Frozen fish sticks.
Broken satellites.
That's what people should do for space travel, is like send up a satellite, like a rocket that just constantly litters food on the way to to Mars, like fish sticks and like frozen chickens and everything, and then you just have a grappling arm. You're like, I see a chicken off the port bow or something, and then they just scoop it up.
I do wonder how big the Mars One spaceship is going to be. They have to put a lot of supplies on there.
I don't know. It seems
hopefully they come sooner rather than later, because I feel like we're going to get hungry pretty soon.
Yeah, our deep fryer, and we have our Star Trek uniforms on, but one pair of pants.
No red shirts.
No red shirts. I'm dressed like Commander Data, and that the makeup burns. Oh my. So what is this music that we're going to hear?
This is a track called Loneliness by Rebecca Higgs, and we'll continue on from there.
Indeed.
This is Rock O'Clock from space.
From space.
to set a breeze on fire by constant wind beyond the mind. And there is no psychic eye for you every night. It's Saturday night. This isn't only about another. And there is no simple explanation. And to express a deep respect, please accept this as a sensation. Oh, Nigel, it's coming back around. Coming back through you is something I can't understand. Oh, Nigel, it's coming back around. Coming back through you is something I can't understand. I'm just a simple man. I'm just a simple man. I'm just a simple man, oh my.
The past of letters in line, they now dissolve impossibly. From where that feeling comes, and out your hand again it runs. In solitary deep together, there is a seam between the brethren. The stairs descend but lead back up. In which direction get us out?
Oh, my, just come back around. Come back through you, it's something I can't understand.
can take her anywhere. Do what comes naturally to you. You know she just don't care. You know she just don't care. 'Cause I am always where I need to be. And I always thought I would end up with you eventually. Now I see her again. I asked to be a hummingbird. Whispers in her ear. Oh, now you know I just don't care. You know she just don't care. Because I am always where I need to be. And I always thought I would end up with you eventually. I always think that I know how to be, but I always thought I would end up with you eventually. Do, 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 do.
Brian, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, Brian.
What's happening?
We're just passing the asteroid belt.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
It's nice. It's nice to be here. It's nice that we still have our radio signal all this way out from space.
Yeah. Yeah. It's lonely out here. It's lonely.
Your beer's getting disgusting.
It was gross before we left.
I don't know why you dipped it in peanut butter. I really don't see
you will
the benefit.
You will be jealous of my peanut butter beard when you're out of food. You'll be like, Derek, can I have some of your PB beard? And I'd be like, no, Brian, no.
PB?
PB, peanut butter.
Your PBB?
PBB. My P to the double B is what I'm going to call it. The old PBB.
Really, at this point in time, since we're going to Mars, we should start developing our own language.
Hey, PBB could be like shorthand for protein.
Beard.
Protein beard. Just call it protein beard.
So we've been listening to some tunes. You're listening to Rock O'Clock, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, all the way from the outer space. Derek and I are on our way to Mars. It's a long journey.
We won a contest, and we're on our way to Mars, and there's going to be all kinds of fun and shenanigans. Starting our own culture. You know, stuff like that.
So, yeah, we'll tell you about some of the tunes that you heard. You heard from the Kooks in that last set, ending the set was Always Where I Need to Be. You heard from Feist and Tambor Tambor with a track called Homage. I never really know how to say that band's name.
I say it different every time. So
I know,
At least if somebody calls in and corrects me, I don't say it the same way. So then
I think it's Timber Timber.
I think that was Timber Tomber.
Maybe.
I thought it was like two
Timber
two languages. I imagine
in
like
the French way.
Yeah, whatever that is.
You heard from Dog Day and their late 2013 disc Fade Out in a track called Sunset. You heard from Esther Gray and the excellent collected works of Esther Gray and a track called After the Solstice. And we started off with Loneliness by Rebecca Higgs from her new EP, which is called Sha La La.
And coming up now, we have some music from the Pink Mountaintops from their 2006 release, Axis of Evil, E-V-O-L. And this one is called Plastic Man, You're the Devil. We're going to hear, it's called Lord Let Us Shine, actually. So we're going to hear that one. And then more after this. So stay tuned and get ready for more exciting space travel. Do give us a call, 648-5925.
We have satellite phones.
Yeah, and look out the window. If you're in the if you're listening to us via satellite and you're on the dark half of the Earth right now, maybe you can see us flying through space. We can see you.
We'll be the dot that's waving.
We can see you, Madagascar. We can see you. Call us. Call us sometime, Madagascar.
I bet you those elephants wallowing in the ocean. I can't tell the difference from up here.
Those are called narwhals, Brian.
They're probably listening as they wallow.
Are there even elephants on Madagascar?
I don't know. I've never been there.
No, I don't think there are.
Watched the movie Madagascar.
Were there elephants in that cartoon?
I think there was one.
Well, we can't argue.
But I don't remember because it was years ago.
Then yes, you're probably right. Disney would never lie to you.
Sarah has been watching the movie Madagascar in a room that I've been in and on at least two occasions.
You know, I think that's good enough for any other scientist. Yeah, it's a good time.
Here's Lord Let Us Shine. You're listening to Rock O'Clock from space.
From space.
tired of trying to hold your own when everyone is crying, all pent up inside on your
Offices that line the streets.
your butterbeard is coming in really, really good.
So we're in space. You're listening to Rock Clock, Local 107.3 FM. We're on our way to Mars. We decided that we would jump the gun. We were going to get there before everyone else got there.
Yeah, there's some contest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do people need context for this bit?
Probably.
This bit. I mean, this legitimate thing that's happening right now.
This portion of our radio program that's 100% real.
That we're definitely in space.
Yeah. So, as I mentioned earlier in the program, there are a few projects, nonprofit projects, that are working towards getting to Mars, and they're well on their way to choosing people to go. There's only going to send 4 people, and Derek and I said, that's ridiculous. There's 3,000 applicants, and we're 2 people. What's the chance of us getting picked? And both of us, basically, astronomical chances. So we'll just go, we'll just send ourselves.
We're self-starters.
So we're halfway there, really. I mentioned to Derek that we should probably have a robot to serve us, and he brought a Roomba, which has not been working out.
Well, the Roomba, it's
battery's died a long time ago.
With low gravity, it doesn't always work.
No.
We should have brought our solar-powered Roomba.
Yeah, it wasn't the best idea. Anyway, in that last set of tunes, you heard from Hero Coated Arm by Heaven for Real. You heard from Deer Hunter and Pensacola. You heard Old Cabin with a track called The Cave. You heard from This Ship with a track called Shelter. And you heard from an oldie but a goodie from Pink Mountaintops with a track called Lord Let Us Shine. And yeah, we're just going to continue on our adventure towards space and
space. We're in space having adventures.
So far, no alien sightings?
No. I suppose one day we'll encounter something frozen, some frozen gross kind of thing left over from a previous space launch.
We also forgot any documentation tools. Like, we didn't bring
space
cameras
pens
or paper or pens or anything. We just have radio. I mean, it just seems a little, I guess audio is a perfect medium, but it seems like we should have brought...
Well,
I don't know. Seems like we should have brought a camera.
Podcasts from space. Yeah. Podcasting.
Anyone could do that.
Space podcasting.
Oh. Huh? Space pod podcasting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
Get it?
That's clever.
Yeah. We could probably just turn the ship around and go home. I forgot my pen. Maybe I'll go to the bathroom when I get there.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows? Just seems silly. There's no point in going there. No one's going to believe us.
Yeah, I know. What's the point, really?
Well, I guess we'll be back for... Yeah,
next time.
I guess we'll just turn around.
Yeah.
We'll try again.
All right.
It's going to take us the rest of the episode to get home, though, for sure.
Turning the ship around. I guess I can trim my beard when I get home.
We're going to jump back to some tunes here. You're going to hear from the almighty Rhombus. They have a new full-length record called Lucid Living, and you're going to hear a track called Vacation.
All right. See you in... this isn't the end of the show, so...
We'll be home in about 20 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't get too far. Here it is. Music.
I wish I could be your doorbell, but I can't wake you up. You are sleeping.